Well, when I first went to that farm as a lad, you know, the old sawyers had only just gone out of commission. And we had what they called a reaper at that time, and only a small machine with one broad wheel about that size and one small wheel. And it worked on the principle of the old grass cutter. One man on the seat with his rake, putting the corn down like the sails of the binder does, you know, same sort of thing. His foot in a stirrup, and when he got his sheep, with his foot up and push it off with the rake. And we used to go round behind about 6 hours tying up these sheaves. We had to get them all cleared out before the machine come again, you see. That left them right in the track of the next round. And that's a busy job too. Well, as a lad, the first job I had was riding the horses. All day, 6 in the morning sometimes, late 9 o'clock at night. Same job. Because the old chap on the machine, he got enough to do to manage his rake and turn the sheaves off. So the youngsters had to mount the horses and drive them round. You used to get quite a lot of corn down that way though. At 8 to 10 acres a day sometimes. The old boys used to have to run behind to catch up. Yeah, it was a pretty busy job. Yeah. But it's all right when you got towards the finish, the old rabbits, you know, plenty of them, they had to come out at the finish. And all the bawling they used to be over them, and the women and everybody all around after them. Yeah. Plow, oh, well, you either had two, sometimes according to what sort of plow or land you had, you'd have 3 horses on, you know, but usually it was just one team and 2 horses. Acre a day. Yeah, that was a stipulated amount. Yeah.
Do you think it was better in those days?
Well, it wasn't too bad really. We used to harvest time, we used to have quite a good time. We used to buy our own beer. Each man used to have a certain amount in and it was stored on the farm, you know. And so really, I mean, what was a drink or two, you felt as much like work at 7 or 8 o'clock at night or morning you did when you started in the morning. Yeah. And you all got together in a gang, whereas other parts of the year, whereas you were just one here and one there, you know, and hardly ever saw anybody all day. At harvest time, you were all together, you know, in the gang, and all merry and bright. Yeah. We used to look forward to it, really. Plenty of work to do. It was dark when we left off, at 9 o'clock sometimes at night. Started at 6 in the morning and a good many hours to put in. And we were too far off to get home to meals. Some of the men, your wives used to take their dinners to them in the fields. And some of them had about 1.5 miles to walk, so I think it was getting cold by the time they had it.
Was that beaver?
No, just dinner that way. That beaver came in normal days, you know, about 10 o'clock that was. Just stop for beaver at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, and then leave off about 2:30 to 3. Those days, till the Scotsman come this way, and then of course that was all altered. They were out at 7 in the morning and one meal, and that knocked the beaver off altogether. Oh, well, they altered and changed their times altogether, you see. When instead of getting out at 6 like we used to be out at 7 and and then keep on till 12, have a dinner at 12, and that was a lot, except for a break of about 9 or anything like that. But we didn't go at 6 all the year round, of course. I mean, in winter, and thereby getting time of the year now, coming, we started at 7, and we only had, I think we only had one meal then. 1 o'clock usually, I think it was, but just a short break, about 9, a mouthful, and carry on till 12 or 1 o'clock, I think it was then.